All right, man. Nobody's real surprise. Art was let go. And we got a lot to talk about in a short amount of time because national championship game is tonight, and we got to watch that thing, damn it, because this team needs a quarterback, and there's a couple of quarterbacks that are playing tonight that might be on the – well, they will be on the board. So, yeah, let's get it going, buddy. And welcome in, folks, to episode 156 of Out of Your Falcon Mind, Atlanta Falcons Fancast. My name is John, your host, joined by my co-host, as always, Mr. Mike Cottrell. Back again, buddy.
Back again, a day later, less than 24 hours later, we back in action, buddy. You got to love it.
Yeah, we kind of figured we might be. A lot of folks were leery and afraid that Arthur wouldn't pull the trigger and, you know, maybe wait another year and give another year. And I didn't feel that way in my gut, man. I just felt like that. And I know you didn't either, that he may have learned a lesson from Quinn, and just, it was time, man. It was,
I woke up the results this morning. Hmm? I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning to a text message from one Jonathan Yates. He said, Arthur already fired.
That was at 12:02, but I mean, like, I was getting ready to go to bed, and at 12:01 a.m. I saw the notification. I was like, you gotta be shitting me, like, already? And man, they had it prepared. Everything was already sent out. And we'll get to Arthur. Obviously, had a press conference earlier today with Rich McKay. No Terry Fontenot, which we'll talk about. They had that earlier about 4 o'clock. It was a long ass press conference. So we both watched it. It was almost an hour and a half long. Lots of questions were asked by the media, and you know, we'll talk about some of that. Like I said, we've talked about Art at length pretty much over the last so many weeks. The reasons why we didn't think he needed to come back. I respect anybody that thinks otherwise. And I mean, I see the people that say, you know, I like to see a part of me is curious what he would do with a better quarterback. I mean, curious, you know, what that would look like. But the way things lined up, you couldn't justify it. You know, you couldn't justify another year because you already failed at picking several quarterbacks, you know, and the discussion in the press conference came up about Deshaun Watson and Matt Rahal situation came up again, which is interesting. We'll talk about that. So basically, you know, like I said, we are where we are. And as cool stuff I want to share says, the bad man is gone. Bubba Gump, what up, buddy?
Bubba Gump. Good to
see you, man. Kenny. What's happening, man?
Kenny said, what's up, my brother? Arthur Smith is finally gone. Amen. Did you all watch the press conference today?
Sure,
yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah, we're going to give you our thoughts on that. Liam, what's up, buddy?
Liam, buddy.
Anyway, like I said, he was let go at 12:01. Then we kind of saw the players' responses came in this morning, and all full support, man. I mean, Lindstrom said yesterday, I fucking love the guy. Ritter said, you know, I owe everything to Art, Calais. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesse said he had the utmost respect for Art, you know, one of the, you know, best guys he's played for, you know, like, so, I don't think they're just saying that. I think they truly liked the guy. I think they really wanted to play hard for him. And it just, you know, it didn't work, you know, and, you know, so, I mean, and Arthur said in the press conference that, you know, he did not lose the team, and I don't, you know, I mean, we saw some, I don't think he lost the team. We just saw some bad football in this last few weeks. We just saw some bad football. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like I said, they all, I'm sure, saddened by it, but I think they probably understand as a business, that's what you have to do. Arthur Blank had to separate it too. You know, I mean, on a personal level, he didn't enjoy doing it. But you know, as a business, I mean, they said, I forgot what he said exactly. He said, we felt like the change necessary to make sure that we compete in 24 at the highest level.
Mm-hmm. So, hey man, I'm gonna be honest. It was, he reminded me so much of me because if you like a person, you almost tolerate damn anything. And I could tell it was hard for him. And I thought he, it was so good. That dude is the classiest dude. I think he handled everything perfectly except for the Matt Ryan thing. So I didn't expect, he handled that so well today in every way he could have. And he spoke highly of the man. And I could tell it tore him apart because I think he considers him a friend. And I think the players consider him as like a big brother or a friend. So it was a tough day. I could tell it's just one of those things where at the end you're like, just business. Mm-hmm. I have to do this for the business, but this is gut-wrenching personally because you feel like I'm firing my friend. So yeah. I could tell it was tough, but the one thing I did respect was I had faith in him. If you recall in the previous shows, I said, I think he would do that. I think he's learned from his mistakes in doing that the same way I have. Like, you can't do that. However painful, you have to be real enough to be like, I got it. I can't do this anymore. And I think he learned from past mistakes. And I'm so proud of Arthur Blank, man. I know that sounds crazy because he three times older than me or twice. But I'm so proud of him because that's just growth as a man to be like, I can't. That's a window here. And we got to put our player. He said we owe it to the players to get them the best possible coach to maximize their chance at bringing a championship to Atlanta while they're here. And I thought that's what a lot of people were saying he should have did with Julio and Matt. And you learn from that. He didn't do it, but you learn from that. And just show growth as a man, as an owner, as a businessman, as everything. That man is at the top of his game. I think he's a billionaire kind of coach. Yeah. And to still be evolving, to still be improving yourself as a man and as a businessman, I couldn't be more proud of the dude today.
Yeah, and we do. We'll quickly mention that we did actually sign a receiver today, Austin Mack out of the CFL, former Ohio State receiver, 6'2", 214 pounds, I believe. Had a couple of great years, I believe. I didn't honestly, with all the stuff going on with Art, I haven't dug a whole lot deeper into Austin, but we'll talk about him on the next show. I just had to mention it because it is a move that we made today. And we'll just get into the press conference, man. Again, it was an hour and a half long. So it was a lot to, there's no way we can talk about everything they talked about. There was a ton of questions. I thought the media did a good job. They were not, you know, Atlanta's pretty well known as having a pretty soft sports media. Like, you know, like it's nothing like New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, you know, those cities at all, like Boston. And they asked some pretty tough questions. I mean, they didn't hold back. I thought they were asking questions. A lot of the radio guys here in town that we listen to, you know, they deal with the fans just like us, you know, and we talk with the fans in our chat, you know, every week, you know, and they ask questions that all of us curious about, want to know, you know, or they've, you know, they're on social media. They see what's being talked about. So it was cool to see those questions asked. Now I thought, and like you said, I thought it started off really good. You could tell that wasn't an easy decision for them, but as the press conference went on, I thought it got worse for them. because it just seemed the difference questions that came up and the topics came up, it was just like
it started to get toxic.
You guys might want to cut this short pretty soon. The main thing, so you know, we saw two seats, not the main thing, but we saw two seats. I hoped that one would be Terry because again, he's your general manager, but no, it was Rich McKay joining Arthur Blank. And we should say, like, you know, and you text me and you were like, dude, you see in this chat? Are you seeing the chat? Because everybody's just like cooking a Rich McKay.
They was destroying Rich McKay.
Yeah. And I mean, and look, I get it. Look, he's been here. He's been in the process of hiring Jim Mora, Bobby Petrino, Mike Smith, who I liked. Mike Smith, actually, we won a lot of games during the Mike Smith era. Dan Quinn, I mean, yeah, we went to the Super Bowl. We can't, I'll give him some credit. That was.
But wait a minute.
I mean,
Johnny Yates, the growth as a man. I'm just talking about growth. Johnny Yates, get it.
You can't not give him some credit. He was the head of the fucking train at that point. You know what I'm saying? The captain or whatever. But it was Shanahan's offense and Matt having an MVP year that got us to where we were going. But anyway, because it fell off after that. Well, 2017 was good too. I shouldn't say that. But and then, of course, the Smith hire. So folks aren't super hyped about Rich McKay having anything to do with coaching hire. And I'm kind of on the same level with him. I mean, I don't love it, you know. And then they asked the question about Terry being hired or having, you know, before Art or whatever. And then they kind of stopped him and said, no, Terry was part of the decision, which none of us thought was the case. We all thought, and we had been told all along that, you know, no, Terry was hired first, and then it was Art. I'm sorry, Art was hired first, then Terry. Yeah. So Terry had no, you know, input. And then our boy Daniel Flick had just tweeted right before the show. I had to message him to make sure I had it right because I didn't want to get up here and mess it up. But he said that in fact, they went back and said, no, after the conference, and Art said, no, just no, my words got mixed up. That actually, let me just quote it. I mean, it's easier for me to just quote what Flick said. Terry Fontenot did not play a part in hiring Arthur Smith. Arthur Blank had his answer flipped this evening. Smith talked to Fontenot before the latter was hired. So, and then in the conference, in the press conference, it just made it sound like Terry just kind of checked it off, like checked off on, like he knew mm-hmm. about it. He didn't know who Arthur Smith was at all. Mm-hmm. And then he just, but was told about him, and he kind of checked off on the, mm-hmm. on the hire. So that's kind of what we got from, but then afterwards they were like, no, he had nothing to do with it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't, whatever. I'm going to be honest, man.
It came off today. If you were paying attention, like they knew Terry was going to get it at the conference and they left him to shield him. Like he was going to get dragged too. He was going to get a whole lot of crazy questions. And just to keep it classy and short, I think they left him at the facility and they said, we'll handle this as the owners and the boss. But that's what they did. And they tried to play it like he was so busy. Mm-hmm. He was so busy today of all days. He just was occupied from the time he woke up to the time he was going to go to sleep this evening. And he was so busy. He had other things that were priority, and that couldn't have been further from the truth to me.
No, I mean, like I said, and look, Rich made a statement that said that, you know, he said not a lot of teams have our similar, have a structure like ours, where essentially the coach and the GM are 50-50. The coach doesn't report to the GM. They both basically report to Rich, mm-hmm. But they work together. The coach and GM, or the head, yeah, they work just hand in hand and right together. Mm-hmm. That's not typical. And then you've got the, like I said, his position, which a lot of teams, like he said, don't have. But he said he thought a lot of teams would start switching over to that, which I forgot. I have no idea why you. I mean, yeah. It's not like we've been a beacon of success here for you to, like, you know, the Falcons got it going on with that structure. Let's go ahead and switch over to that.
He was kind of bragging too, like we set the trends and the standard. Like, I'm what? Like, dog.
No. So yeah. So anyway, he and also he said, this is from Michael Rosting. He said, Rich McKay paraphrased, my job is to support the head coach and general manager on the ideas they have and decisions they make. He said he'll always give his opinion, but he'll never demand his opinion, but he'll always put it in there. And then he said that he was not involved in day-to-day operations. Arthur Blank stopped him and said, well, I think you're being a little too, I forgot what word he used, but you know, you're being a little bit too self-effacing. You are involved in every day-to-day risk. So it's like, mm-hmm. what the hell? Because like, all along we're thinking like, okay, now his new job is basically like, you know, the not anything to do with football operations. It was the stadium, it was dealing with Mercedes-Benz mm-hmm. and events and other stuff like that. So, you know, it just, I don't know, man, like I just would have liked to seen Terry out there personally. I mean, like that's like I said, it's your GM. I mean, and then he apparently, I mean, his job solely is his personnel decisions, which I get, but and they said he will have strong input into the coach as well, saying whoever that may be, but Arthur Blank will have the final say on the coach and hiring.
And here's what I thought was funny about that is they must have asked Terry the same way the job was, it an Office Space, I think, to justify your position, because they put a weird quote from them. They said Terry, that they was in the press conference and they quoted Terry saying, they quoted this man that his job is to staff the team like based on what the coach said. And mm-hmm. I'm like, the man ain't up here, but you had to ask him something and quote the man, and you remembered it just to defend him on the game. Hey man, his job is just to staff the team, kind of. So he's just to staff the team on what the coach says, so he shouldn't catch any fire, basically. And I just thought that was kind of crazy. A part I thought was crazy too was Smith wasn't called after that game and just fired. They allowed him to try to justify why he should stay. And I thought that was kind of cool, but that was crazy that they had a talk with him and it was for hours. They
two talked, hours, yeah.
And then he left and then like they talked. Like, do we believe him? So he had a chance to go in and convince them, man, keep me around because I could do this next year, and they decided not to. But I thought that was just kind of cool that they didn't, because I would have thought after what happened, hey man, it's time. But they actually allowed him to plead for his position and to kind of justify why he should be allowed to return, and then they just decided not to.
Yeah, I'm going to guess he didn't pull up mile 22 to show him. Yeah. But maybe he should have. He might have been, like, you know, add a little humor to it. He should have possibly did that to help us cause.
Lighten the mood a little.
Just lighten it. Like, guys, like, let me show you something. Like, this dumbass made this all 22, but it's great. It's going to show exactly why I fucked up several times.
Yeah, right.
But, no, it's yeah, I mean, they addressed the quarterback play. I mean, Arthur Blank said the quarterback play this year was, you know, not good enough. It was like, I forgot the exact word he used, but it was not good enough. Mm-hmm. You know, and that the there was never another quarterback that they were going after. That was pretty much like they all were in agreement on Dez. So
you
like
say they all agreed. They all agreed.
And he said that the final decision on new coach would be his. Process has already began, so they've already, I guess, reached out to folks or at least started that whole process. And then about the QB situation, he said, this is from our buddy Joe Patrick at 929 The Game. Speaking about the Falcons QB situation with regards to attracting a head coach, Arthur Blank flips the script and says the team can be seen as a great opportunity to fill the QB position with a draft pick, trade for a QB, or trade to move up in the 2024 NFL draft. So essentially all options, which he kind of, that's not like a super shocker, but I'd be kind of surprised if it's a new coach did not want to draft their own QB, especially in this class. So yeah, man, I mean, like, I think the opportunity to move up might be there, which like I said in the last show, I'm totally on board for. I mean, if you think one of these two guys can be your guy, depending on who the coach is, all right, man, go get him. Let's see what we can do, because
I'll be honest, I thought it was cool that they asked him about Dez, and he interrupted Rich and just he defended Dez by saying there's so many factors that go into a young quarterback being successful.
Yes.
That you, and he named them. He named like 10 things and said if that's not that he was kind of saying he had 1/10 in it. That it was like 9 other things that was all going into that wrong, that just went wrong. And I agree with that. I thought that was the right thing to say. Like, yeah, he like John said, he did say it was not good quarterback play. It just wasn't. Yeah. But he did interject and say, but we're not going to do that in regards to Dez, because so many other things went wrong that would have put that man in the position that we needed him to be in that didn't happen. That was really cool. Though he reminded me of Matt Ryan so much, like when I'm going to say what I'm accountable for. I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus. I think that we all agreed. We all made a bad decision. We all did wrong, and we all got to do better. I thought the man was just – I love that dude, man. I can't talk about him bad. I just can't.
Yeah, and he put a lot of the emphasis on Coach Smith. For Desmond, you know, like he said, like he didn't flat out say this, but if you read through what he was saying, he essentially said that the coach put too much on Dez for this point in his career. That's what I took from it.
Yeah,
I mean, and it's, exactly that was because I texted you and I was like, "Is this what you just heard?" Because this is what I just heard. Because, you know, and like that was the whole part of the conversation he had about, you know, how young QBs have to succeed, you know. So, so yeah, like you said, that was cool of him not to just hammer on the quarterbacks like that. You know, it's basically a shared responsibility of loss and just crap that we saw. So, I mean, and bringing up Matty Ice, so they asked him about the question came up was like, so Matt could have been the quarterback last year, right? And, or, you know, again, I'm paraphrasing all this stuff. Like I said, it was too damn long to remember everything. And Rich said, yeah, it could have been. But, you know, and then they started like, okay, well, then, you know, the Deshaun Watson thing. And he's like, well, no, I don't want – they're not – we don't want to marry those two things. They're not the same. They're not – they don't – that one didn't happen because the other. I'm like, it literally did. Like, that's literally the exact fucking reason that happened, dude.
Yeah.
Like, how dumb do you think we are?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we remember the sequence of events. I mean, one night, all of a sudden, we got the thing that came up. It's like, the Falcons are pursuing Deshaun Watson. We're like, what? And I'm sure Matt saw the same thing. He was like, what? And then, you know, because Matt said he had a phone call from Coach Art. And they said, you know, yes, it's true. We are going to pursue him. And then the next day, Matt was like, hell no, get me out of here. I'm good. You know, and then it fell through. So, like, yes, they absolutely were together like that. Mm-hmm. You just bald face lied, man. Like,
no, I hate when I've had this happen to me so many times in my life. I'm around a person that's telling a story that I was there for. I was there, and they telling the story all wrong. And then I did this, and I'd be just, and I don't want to say nothing, but I'd be staring at him like, I don't want to bum you out, but I was right beside you. That never happened. Like, and that's what he was doing. He was telling us a story we all witnessed. Like, what do you mean? So, but it was a direct cause of you doing that. I just don't think that they want to speak on that because it really was their biggest blunder in 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%. And I mean, they made the reference to, you know, his contract and a lot of the other contracts they'd had from that regime that was,
like,
you know, that were weighing us down. And that was going to be a decision that had to be made eventually, but it was probably made a year sooner than they probably should have made it, you know, and because you look, I don't know how different it would have been. But I know for a fact that having a young QB sitting behind Matt Ryan is better than having a young QB sit behind Marcus Mariota or anybody else you want to throw in there. So again, I don't know if that makes that much difference long term, but you know, at least for last year, I think it definitely would have. Ant, what's up, buddy?
Ant, what up?
Billy Mills, what's cracking?
Billy Mills, what up? Nah. Way. Ant. Terry making moves, he cooking, whipping in the kitchen, stirring up the pots. Oh, he I'm telling you,
what's up, brother?
The crisis council out there because everyone was devastated. Rich McKay is the real final boss. We got to defeat. So that's what they said Terry was doing. Like, they needed Terry to be at Flowery Branch because it was chaos today. It was a lot of, it was like if somebody like died at your school. I don't know if y'all had it happen when you was in high school and somebody died. Crisis counselors came to the schools. If you want to vent, you could just step in. All he was doing that. He just checking on everybody, kind of making sure everything went smoothly and all that. But I just think it was way more other people there qualified to do that. He should have been there. Okay. Jones Bone said no one asked if McKay is overseeing the GM and head coach, and if they fail, what is it? Well, they did ask him that. He said he's both of their boss. He said that they report directly to him. And if they fail, what does that mean for McKay? Now, that's what they didn't answer. Exactly. How is that not a reflection on you?
And how you how boss.
He claimed he was their boss. So that's why he was there in front of Terry. He was saying, like, hey, I'm their boss. So,
yeah. Oh, it's clear that Rich is.
You are their boss. How is this not a reflection on you?
Yeah. I mean, it's clear that Rich is Arthur's right hand man for sure. Like, through thick and thin. Like, it's got, I mean, you go through Bobby Petrino and Rich Mora, and I mean, you make those kind of blunders and you're still here. I mean, like, Are you still allowed to, like, see, cause look, I mean, we both are on businesses. And if I bring a guy in on a project or on anything and kind of fucks up a little bit the first time, second time's like, that was really bad, but okay. You know, I know you know, we all didn't see it coming. Okay. Third time, hey, good job. Fourth time, like, I don't know. Like, there's gotta be a time where you're like, you know, maybe you're not cut out for this particular job. So, like, this is, you can do great. You're great with this over here. Your job A and B, you kicking ass. Job C, let's have somebody else maybe run that position. You know,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. You know, and you know,
but like I said, man, they'll walk off together.
Yeah,
like until the end. Yeah, so they tied it to hip.
Yeah, exactly.
Terry's just a scouting and salary cap guy. Well, that's kind of what they were saying.
That's kind of what it made out to be. Yeah.
You just essentially right. Team. Another PR. Good evening, y'all. Many good questions were asked, but not many concrete answers. Well, that's what they do best.
Hopefully.
What's talk up, a lot. Best day ever. Hopefully. Wallace said, what's going on, fellas? This was the best decision to let Arthur Smith go because Mr. Blank couldn't have brought him back next season and lost the fan base. Yeah, 100%. I think he knew, and he's getting older, man. He knew, I got to do this now. And I'm so proud of him for doing that for us, for the fans, for the players. He stood on business, man. And it's tough when you that nice. When you got his character, he feel awful inside. He just putting on the face. He going to go home and cry. He going to cry in the car. He feel awful inside for making a good business decision. So
yeah, I mean, he said – yeah, but you know what? He said he was at peace with it. He said he was not at ease with it, but he was with peace with it. That was his exact words.
No, he made the right. I'm going to tell you what it's like. It's like when you got a toxic girlfriend like I did. You leave. You love her. It's fine. But I know I made the right decision. That's the you could tell he made the right decision for the business. Yeah. However, it hurt personally. And that's like I said, bro, that is top tier management. That's top tier businessman right there.
That's what you got to do. And that's what Wallace is saying. It's what we've been talking about. How were you going to sell that? Like, okay, he's going to go get his new quarterback, but I mean, who's going to be excited about him bringing up a young quarterback? Because, again, like, I mean, he hasn't really proved he could do that, you know? So it was a right decision, man.
Chris J, what's up, man? Groundhog Day, hopefully.
Hopefully, dude.
DJ, I don't know if I'll get mine. What up? Cool. Yeah, we got to get Rich out of there if he involved in day-to-day. Yeah. I'll tell you, dog, he's very annoying. He was trying to, like, joke, and, man, he's annoying.
Oh, what did he say? When, go ahead. Go ahead.
He said at least Arthur Smith still got his FedEx discount.
You know what? I think, look, like you said before, dude, like, we were known as a soft team. We'd been a soft team. So I will give Art 100% credit for coming in and just changing that culture around big time. Mm-hmm. So I do, like you said before, 100% appreciate him for that. And I he'll look, he's going to get a job somewhere else. He's going to be an OC somewhere. He'll probably end up being a head coach again one day. I mean, he might conflict. It's a process. He's still a young guy. He's our age, crazily enough. So like he'll have a chance to come back and do this all over again. And I'm sure he's learned some things along the way. I'm sure he's learned, okay, I cannot build a team like this. I gotta get a QB. I gotta get one right from the start, or at least make an attempt to. But I feel bad for the guy on a human level, but as a fan of the team, yeah, that's just that was the right decision to make.
And I want to say this. I thought it would I had so many jokes loaded for today, and I had a done video for today. Okay, it was done. It's in the drafts on TikTok, and I didn't post it because it felt great for as a team. I know, but it's the best for my team. But to watch, it didn't feel good to see somebody get fired. It didn't feel like it wasn't as funny as I envisioned it being. I thought it would be so funny, and I had a joke and some jokes for this show and a whole video, and I erased it. Because at the end of the day, a guy lost his job, and you got to go home and tell your family that, and it's embarrassing, it's humiliating. And then can you imagine you getting fired and then like a million people on the ride home have like lined the streets on your ride home crying? They have you stupid. That's what you get. I didn't want to add to that. And I just felt like what John just said, I've said plenty of times. Dog, my team was known as the softest team in the sport since I was a child. So
There's a few seasons in there.
Yeah, it's like the dancing, flashy team, but the team who like run out of bounds, who don't want to get hit, like who don't, you know, hang out for catches. It was us who like can't tackle. It's just like we was known as that. And that man came in with what was he? Like an offensive lineman, wasn't he?
Yeah, he
came in with that mentality. And to hire all these gritty, tough players and change the whole culture and the attitude of the team, we just wasn't winning. But for the fact that you changed the culture of my team, I'll forever be grateful, and I didn't want to add on to your day. I'm gonna talk shit about you because I am glad you gone. I didn't want to. I didn't think that was right for me to pile on with somebody lost their job like that. I didn't think that was. I felt like I'm gonna go off the owner since he was classy. I'm gonna be classy too, and I won't post the video and I won't make any jokes.
There you go.
He did do a lot of good, man, and he drank the beer in the locker room. That's never been seen. That's never been seen and been done. So, and the players loved him. I just didn't want to pile on. I'm sad that he lost his job, but I'm happy he's no longer our head coach.
Yeah, I mean, added some good players that I think the next coach should be able to use pretty damn well, depending on. And that's the thing, too. You know, we don't know how the roster is going to shape out, whether, you know, because there will be some players that come that are going to be gone. You know, there'll be a new coach come in. He'll have his own evaluations of the roster. Maybe some guys that we like that he may not like as much. And he may like, you know what? And he may make some adjustments to it. Honestly, I don't care. I just want to win, man. We've said it so much. Six losing seasons, brother. Yeah. Like I'm sick of it. Two of the last 11. We had two winning seasons out of the last 11. Fucking tired of it. I just want to win, man. Whatever the news, bring me a new coach that's good to go on offensive scheme. Mm-hmm. Keep Nielsen if you possibly can. Because I mean, Calais did say he's probably coming back, but the defensive coaching and the coaching staff in general will affect that decision. Mm-hmm. So I think they all love Nielsen, man. You could tell they play for his ass. You could 100% tell that. So I would love to keep him if at all possible. That definitely depends on who that coach is. And we'll talk about a few of the a few of the candidates coming up in a second. Reggie, you're not late, buddy. We're trying to get this in, man, before the national championship before game kicks off.
Padre said Richard McKay should have been doing that, and Terry should have been at the press. That's what I thought.
Well, you know what? I guess maybe that's sense. Just the that's just their organizational chart. I guess that's just how it works for them. It's
all bosses showed up in the
mall. I guess, man. I guess.
Mark said, "Hey guys, hope you all are great, man. I don't know what's next, but the Falcons will be a nice spot for a coach who has experience and a quarterback." So I do want to point out to y'all, it's a huge draw because not only are we still Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. But a coach coming in here with the team and even a quarterback could come in here with the team, and it's just looking real good. It's a huge landing spot. It should be easy.
Yeah, 100%, man. 100%.
And he did say something that I loved. He said, "There's no timing on this. We intend to get it right." He said, "The timing is to get it right." He could care less how to you. I want to get this right. I'm not trying to rush. There's no time limit. The time is to get it right. And that's what I think. That's what if he know he getting older, he know he got the talent on the team. So I believe they are focused on, I need to hit a home run. It gotta be a home run here.
Yeah.
Bubba Gump said Rich got more pull, but he plays it off like he just said. He was trying to play it off, but they wouldn't let him.
Mm-hmm. Probably appreciate Padre, you,
thank you, man. Hey fellas, Terry F baby, please say the baby. Please say the baby is just a player. DoorDash app on a ball phone. Yeah. Hey, dog. Yeah. Yeah. Terry. Come on, Terry.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's, yeah, I know. I lost my trace here in the chat. Shoot, what was that? I think it was Bubba. Hopefully. Yeah. Blank needs to send his fans some crisis counseling. Mike, yeah, great take. Mm-hmm. MW, what's up, buddy?
MW, what's up?
Our buddies from Four Quarters, man. What's going on? Make sure y'all hit up Four Quarters, man.
I can't help but to feel like when we're winning, who cares who the owner, GM, or chief operator is? Winning cures all with these bad, I don't know what he put, with these seasons. Yeah. Fans are complaining about everything. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the biggest complaint with that whole is just because of there hasn't been any success, relatively speaking. So, like, that's why people want Rich gone. It's just like, well, why, you know, what has he shown to prove that he can hire somebody? So, like, you know, maybe let Terry have more input. maybe give that guy a shot, you know?
Yeah.
But, man, yeah.
He going to cry in the car. Believe me, he cried. Man. He going to cry in the car. He was so up over there. I could tell. Another PR last year, we were told that McKay was not a part of football operations. His main job was media and public relations. Yeah, he is the part. He's the boss of everything, really. Millie Mills, I feel as though that meeting after the game didn't go well. Rich said Arthur Smith was emotional and frustrated during the meeting. I'm going to tell you, that's probably why he went off on Dennis Allen. He knew, like, damn, I'm out of here. So he had a chance to justify it but couldn't do it. Gabriel said, "I have a gut feeling that trade up for Caleb is going to happen. I don't mind."
Hey, man. You've been saying that for a bit, man. It could. At this point, it might happen, man.
Four quarters. Yeah. I promise we get the right head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterback. Nobody would care about the owner, CEO. Nah, that's true.
You're 100% right. They don't even know.
I'm going to tell you, the average fan has no idea who Rich McKay is. He could be in Walgreens right beside the average Atlanta Falcons fan, and they would say, "I wish this old man to get out of my way."
I mean, that's what we're waiting on, dude.
Who the GM is. Y'all got to think of it like the average fan, not us. Like the average fan has no idea who Terry is or the owner. Like they know the superstar, the team on the field. So, yeah, and these are the three positions, coach, the offensive coordinator, and quarterback. They are tied together. You got to bring in Dennis Rodman, Michael Jordan, and Scottie Pippen. We got to win this. Millie Mills, man, and my Orlando Magic can turn it around. See, we talking about basketball, see? And so can my Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, you got it. You need them three.
What's up, buddy?
He was a GM and he failed. I don't like how he looked. How he looked. He was trying to be a stand-up comic. He kept trying to throw little jokes in there, corny. Yeah, I didn't like him. He was very.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Kenny said, "Actually, John, I think Mr. Blank showed Arthur Smith. Look at his own 22. John did this. That's why you're fired." Ha ha! Jesus, that's why he got cut. He showed him the all 22.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, yeah. So Millie said he wanted Joe Brady. Let him pick his OC and QB. And we'll talk about a few of the candidates, man. And there's definitely, I mean, there's some big names out there. Again, Bill Belichick was rumored again today. I think, was it Stephanie? Diana Rossini, I think, from ESPN put it out there that the Falcons were interested if Belichick is let go, and that's just per her sources. And I told y'all about sources on the last couple shows. That was the under overrated with sources. Yeah, I'll say it again. I don't really want Bill, man. I don't, you know, if that's truly a 50-50, if they want to keep that 50-50 relationship with the GM, I don't know if Bill will go for that, number one.
No way.
Yeah, I don't know. And when his press conference after the Jets game was pretty much like all of his press conferences. He don't tell you anything. He gives you nothing to go on other than I'm going to talk with Mr. Kraft, and as we always do, and we're going to figure, you know, like, all right. So, I mean, I don't know if he wants to stay there or not. But again, I don't want Bill. Now, Jim Harbaugh, I can get behind Jim Harbaugh. Yes, sir. Ben Johnson, Lions, I can get behind that. Dave Canales is another name out there that I'm kind of surprised he's been on a lot of people's list. Offensive coordinator for the Buccaneers, and a lot of Bucs fans necessarily didn't like him this year. So I don't know. Maybe that's just because of how Baker played. I don't know. Mike McDonald from the Ravens, defensive coordinator, possibly. Jeff Ulbrich, defensive coordinator from the Jets. Brian Callahan, offensive coordinator from the Bengals. Patrick Graham, defensive coordinator from the Raiders. And Raheem Morris's name is out there again. So is Dan Quinn, but we're not going back to that well because you've already been there and doing that again.
Dog, so, I was thinking that the whole time. Like, he might go get Dan Quinn again, but I don't think he would go back.
Absolutely not. No.
Can we post Mike McDaniel or Mike Tomlin? Can we post the
Well, you could probably trade for him, but you got to give up a shit ton of trades.
Yeah.
Man, I'll really give up if we're going to trade for a coach, or if we're going to I'd rather trade up and get like a quarterback than trade for a coach.
Me too.
And if we're going to give up picks, but yeah, we'll see if they actually interview some of these guys. I mean, Jim Harbaugh said last week, I think, at one of the press conferences, that we'll talk about my future next week. He said, I hope I have a future, which is just dumb, but of course you have a future. But I mean, it doesn't sound like he'll be back at Michigan, just a few things I've heard. But yeah, I mean, dude, he's a proven winner. I think he's 41-22 or 42-21, something like that, in the league. I mean, like, you know, what he did with San Francisco was pretty impressive.
Like, the energy of a college kid. He's right for the young players. Yeah,
He's weird as hell. But I mean, if he's going to come here and win, then all right, I'm down, you know. Mm-hmm. But they did say they would tell us which people they're going to be interviewing. So today at the press conference, so we should know as they come along. We'll see, man. And cool stuff. So hopefully we don't hire Bill. Yeah, I'm with you, man. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
He has not proven that he can develop a young quarterback. So that's the last thing we need right now.
Yeah, Frank Smith also another good call, Chris. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that either.
I love to see them find a coach or offensive coordinator who can use all those top of it. You have to. I think that's the main requirement.
Yeah.
We show you who we got. What do you think you could do? I think that you should have to do a motherfucking PowerPoint. If we give you this, just explain to us how you would use. You should have to answer that and show us on a board. I want you to have a little red thing, the little man beam. Show us some plays that how you would utilize these people. You should have to do a PowerPoint. I don't want to just how it should be verbal. Show me. Show us.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I've heard that the Lions, or not the Lions, the Panthers are going to throw a bag of whatever Ben Johnson wants to come there. But for Ben Johnson, I'm like, well, should not got to work for David Tepper or whatever his name is, the owner of the, which he seems like a just deranged dude. And yeah, you got Bryce, but you got nothing else.
Nothing else.
So I don't know if I want to walk into that. I mean, to me, our situation's a lot, but more appealing than that. You got, all you need is you're going to get a chance to pick your quarterback. You've got a ridiculous running back situation going on. Good offensive line. Needs some help with the receivers. We already know that. But other than that, I mean, assuming that Jonnu's brought back, a couple of really good tight ends. And that Kyle's not traded for whatever reason. We got a pretty attractive situation for an offensive guy. And like I've said, Bobby Slowick, you know, from Houston, now granted, look, he's only been an offensive coordinator for 1 year. So I've said before, like, that'd be like, you know, people ask us if Nielsen could just jump into that spot. And I've been a little bit hesitant to say, yeah, he could, because again, 1 year as a coordinator and then jumping to a head coach is a big jump. It's a big leap. Not that it can't be done, but it's a substantial change, you know? So that I can't say one thing about Nielsen and not say the same thing about Slowik. It's just that Slowik, I know Slowik's been obviously in the Shanahan system. That offense obviously worked in Houston. They got their quarterback obviously with Stroud. So I wouldn't be opposed to the interview and see how it kind of goes. But I mean, like, you know, I wouldn't hate bringing Shanahan's offense of sorts back here, because obviously we saw what it can do and we see what it can do, obviously, you know, in that system. So
DJ said new head coach, offensive court. I've told you, you got to get the three and QB along with pass rush, wide receiver, and more skilled position players are ultimate goals for Falcons. I'm going to tell you why I'm happy about that, DJ. I know that seems like big thing because these are major positions, but that's really only like 5-6 positions. So if you can focus on those, you can really hit a home run next season. And I know before I get dragged, I said the same thing this season, but I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that.
Exactly right. Yeah. And I think it was the last I saw per Spotrac was we're going to have $36-ish million. And that's before other restructures or releases or whatever we could possibly do. So we'll have a decent amount of money. And they did say we're going to be active again in free agency. So they're not going to be sitting on their hands, man. They know this fan base is starving to win and we are sick of the mediocrity that we've been in or just really bad football that we've been in. And so they're going to make, I think, every effort to turn this thing around in a hurry, considering.
Big boy, Bruce, boy,
appreciate you, brother.
We get Ben Johnson here. Oh, who would y'all like as our head coach? Maddie. I don't care if you're head coach, the offensive coordinator, or the quarterback. Matt Ryan for president. Matter of fact, he might could run for president. I will pencil in the vote.
Hilarious. I mean, Dave, so we just kind of, I guess we just kind of answered your question, big boy. Like I said, I'm good with Harbaugh. Because of his pedigree and because of his results. I mean, like, he's got the results. I got no issue with that at all. And then I'm open. Other than that, like, the only person I just really don't want is Belichick. that's
I do. And I'm going to be honest, greatest coach of all time. I think he would do better in Carolina because what they need is structure and hard-nosed discipline to get the whole thing in order. He seemed to be great at getting the whole thing in order. We are already in order. It's just some tweaks that need to go. And he's a defensive guy, and I don't want you to touch our defense. I don't need you to. I don't need your hands. We don't need you for that. And he's not an offensive guy, so he's proven that. So I don't know why he would be here. The only reason why I'm scared is because I don't know if y'all noticed, but Robert Kraft and Blank are like best buddies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, so they may be talking right now and I'm like, oh God, but I wouldn't be mad because he's the greatest coach of all time, but I think he's outdated, he's old. That's not, Jim Harbaugh is a lunatic.
Oh yeah,
and that's just what we need. That dude is a psychopath lunatic, and that's just what we need. I think he'd be fun be on the sideline. I think he'll work real, man, with Jim Harbaugh, Jerry Gray, and Nelson. These three lunatics, these are three crazy people. And have y'all seen the Three Stooges? That's what that is. But it'll be awesome. It'll be epic. I would love.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Now, if that happened, I'm gonna be like, all right, Bill, let's go, motherfucker.
Yeah,
let's go. I'll be right behind him. But look, it could totally prove me wrong. And yeah, you're right. If he comes in, that probably means Nielsen's gone more than likely. Because I mean, Bill's gonna Bill runs a hell of a defense. Okay, like even as bad as the Patriots sucked this year, they had a good defense, and they've pretty much had a good defense every most year. Of the years. So, I mean, I'm not worried about our defense if Bill does come here. As long as Bill brings in a good offensive mind that's maybe not Josh McDaniels, because that also worries me if he's going to follow him.
Josh.
I know. So, but, again, the whole control thing, I don't know. And, see, Harbaugh's had a lot of control, too. So, like, that could also butt heads as well. So, I don't know. It depends on kind of how they are seen. But, hopefully, buddy, appreciate you, dude.
Thank you. New coach fund down. John Mike Liam for coach, the three-headed coach. I love it. Hopeful. I love the suggestion. Thank you, buddy.
Man, your support. Really appreciate you, dude.
That, man, the three-headed coach, dog. I'm gonna tell you why you don't want me to be coach. I'm throwing deep every play. I'm going balls to the wall. It'll be first and 10. I'm going deep. I'm going for the home run every play. Sources, just immediate clickbait. John told me that, so I don't really get into that. Padre said, someone said Terry Fontenot looks like a
weed. You're right. You're right.
And I haven't been able to see it. He actually does. Jones Bones, that is a good one, though. He really does. I just thought about that. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Jones Bones, with how much collaboration there is in the Falcons building, might scare off some candidates.
That's exactly Belichick right.
Belichick and Harbaugh are probably definitely out. They want control. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how this transfers to the sport of football. There's not a thing that I've done. I think I am a genius. I really think I'm a genius. There's not a thing I've done that when I brought in a whoever else, it didn't get twice as better. Because I always get some new. And I'm like, damn, I wouldn't have thought of that. Out of all the genius, I wouldn't have never come up with that. So I think that helps everybody if you want control or not. The Nerd King, bro, that is an awesome thing in your profile picture. Hey, what's up, y'all? Do y'all think the Falcons go after Jim Harbaugh and then possibly draft J.J. McCarthy because he has experience with them? Well, I don't know J.J., but I love Jim as a player and a coach, so I'm all for Jim.
Yeah, John, I wouldn't love J. I mean, again, I've seen not a lot. I've seen maybe 3 games of J.J., so I would need to watch a lot more. Huh?
You did not – are you not a fan or are you a fan?
Not a fan, no. I mean, he's not a bad quarterback. This year, if we have a chance to get some of these elite guys that are quote unquote elite at the cot, then that's what I'd rather do. Like, I don't want to try to swing and miss at a potential second, third round. You know what I mean? Like, and if this is going to be the year we go after a quarterback, let's go after a quarterback. let's go get one. I mean, you know, let's swing for the fences, man.
I keep hearing that Tomlin may not. I'm telling you, that's who I really want. If I could have my pick, it would be Mike McDaniel or Mike Tomlin. It would be a Mike.
If he doesn't renew, then bring his ass in.
Well, that would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Millie Mills said, and a lot of these OCs drool over tight end like Pitts. Drizzy of the automatic dog and Bijan is viewed as a special around the league. I'm going to tell y'all this. I said this on plenty of shows. There had to be head coaches that were going home. Like, man, if I was in Atlanta, I had them boys in the playoffs. So I believe that it's a lot of coaches that would love to come. And it's still Atlanta. It's good weather. It's women. It's food. It's Atlanta. Who don't want to come to Atlanta? John, mute.
Sorry about it. Thanks. We look at Ben Johnson at the Lions and what he's done up there with Jared Goff. And, you know,
I love Ben too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but like, I think he would love to work with these guys we have on this offense.
And he got the right attitude, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. I think you said about Kerry. Cool, yeah. I still don't even know. I didn't look to see where he's even at, dude. I have no idea if he'd even be interested in doing such a thing.
DJ said, do y'all think the Falcons should stay at 8 or trade up to get it? I'm going to be honest. I don't know the caliber of quarterback, but I'm in full agreement with John that you got to go get him this year. So if you got the same way you did with number 11, I think that you do that this year. If you know that was the position holding your ass back, then you go do it. You pull the trigger and you make however you got to package something or move something, restructure something, you go do that and you move up and you get the guy. But like John proved to you on a special show, that's still no guarantee. No. I don't care if you move up to 3. That's no guarantee that dude is going to be a home run. So for that reason, I think you still go get a veteran as a like a backup or even as the starter, and you let him sit just for 1 year maybe.
I mean, that's what you do. You're betting on traits. You're betting on like high end traits. You know, like, you know, this guy's got a plus arm. He can make all the throws. You know, he reads defense as well. Like you're betting on those type of things and just hoping that it's going to translate. You know, because a lot of the, you know, look, there's a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of players that go from the college to the pro. So that's a huge jump. You hear it every year from all the players. The speed of the game is all you hear about. That's the biggest difference for them at every position. So at the quarterback, speed of the game is pretty important because you have to make a split decision in a hurry.
2 seconds.
And that's where those quarterbacks get divided up and not so good and really good and elite. So the ones that can make those decisions quickly, get the ball out of their hands, but also the system that they're in. If they're in the wrong system, they won't succeed. So, you know, that's that's the other thing. So the quarterback, whoever the coach is, has to pick the quarterback that's going to best fit their system or best think fits, you know, they think best fits their system. So yeah, it's a crapshoot in the end. But I mean, like I said, I'm tired of like, I don't need a Mariota. I don't need a Taylor Heineke. I don't need a Desmond Ritter.
Yeah, no, like, fix the flat. No, no. Fix the flat. Buy a new tire.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Show enough. That's my man. One big advantage for Harbaugh is that he's familiar with most players in college football. That's a great point. He's seen great talent field level and gotten to know the players. That's a huge point, buddy. Mm-hmm. I don't want McCarthy. Even Sour Pickle said the same thing. Jeez. I'm sorry, JJ. I didn't know they would do this to you on the pop-up show. John Marino.
That's very true.
Stop Gary Kubiak from coming to ATL.
Yeah, that's right.
TP, Travis said, what's up, fellas? There needs to be an all-in approach for, yes, too much talent. But I think they will. I believe they will. Millie Mills said, Trey was at LSU games this year. Oh, he was? So hopefully Daniels caught his eye. Okay.
Yeah, he had to. I mean, Daniels was on another level this year, man. And then hopefully said, I saw a mock draft with us eight getting Penix. It could. I'm interested to see where Penix goes and how he moves either up or down in the draft.
Is he the best one, John?
I mean, no. It depends on who you like better. I mean, like the top two consensus are Caleb Williams and Drake May, and then it's probably Jaden Daniels and Penix maybe right there, that 3-4, you could argue. Okay. I'm trying to see if I'm getting anybody. J.J. McCarthy's probably in the conversation. But, yeah, those are probably the top, I guess. Like I said, I'm probably leaving somebody out. But, I mean, but, you know, like I said, you never know. Like, as the draft gets closer and the combine and pro days, how these guys perform, how they're going to move up or down the draft board, how they'll get – and y'all know how it is, too. When people need – or when teams need quarterbacks and the first one gets taken off the board, then the other one starts scrambling to go get the other quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And the top three teams in the draft this year all need quarterbacks. So I would be surprised – so if we want to get one of the top three guys, I think we're going to have to make a move to do so, in my personal opinion. You know, and so we'll see. But, you know, if Penix is not considered one of the top three guys and he falls to us, that's cool. But, again, you got to tell me that there's another solution other than McGarry on his blind side, because that still scares me to death. And I like McGarry a lot, but I don't trust him guarding my quarterback's blind side when he's trying to pass a ball. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I'm saying, man. Bodie, what the hell is
up? Bodie, what up? Bodie, we ain't seen you in a minute, man. That's my guy. Double B, B squared, B ride. What's up, guys? I feel like Jim Harbaugh is the best option. I'm with you at this point. Give him the keys to the kingdom. Go get Russ and draft the rookie. Let him work his magic. That is what, if I am in charge, I'm going to get Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Bo Nix.
But I'm still drafting a quarterback. And I'm sitting him behind Russell Wilson because, again, he's going to transfer that knowledge. Mm-hmm. And that's a double-pronged approach. If we miss with Russell, hey, man, it ain't no problem. Hey, what's up? Where's Sierra at? I just want to see Sierra anyway. You can go sit down. We will call Sierra. And we saw the rookie. It's a win-win for everybody. Bo Nix, too, John.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that name. Yeah. I don't know who that is, but that's the coolest name in the world to me. So
Yeah. Bo's up there, too. So, yeah, it's – if one of the lower guys, that would be the only – because, you know, I think whoever's drafting Drake May or Caleb is going to expect them to come in and start right away. I would think. And it seems like the more I hear from Chicago around, like reading their reporters and stuff like that, is they feel like Justin's done. They don't feel like the Bears are going to pass on getting a Caleb Williams, if nothing else, just for the salary implications alone. Because, you know, you're going to have to pay Justin pretty soon. Yeah. And now you would draft another guy, you don't have to pay him as much. And then you've got, you know, you've already got a pretty decent team. You can build on that. So, you know, that Justin Fields option is always out there too. Again, it depends on the coach and stuff like that. But he said, fellas, Ben Johnson's my guy. Yeah, I'm down, man. Lions built just like us. Two back, star wide receiver, star tight end, and you see what he's doing. Only needs a QB. Yeah, man. I can get on board with that all day long.
Chris said, Harbaugh would do amazing things with Bo Nix.
Yeah,
you're DJ probably said, right. Khalil Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels are going to definitely be the first three quarterbacks to be taken off the board. Yeah, I love Penny. Man, everybody let us do it. I got to watch him tonight. I wasn't even going to watch this game. Y'all making me watch this game.
Yeah, we need to get this show done so we can watch.
And I'm nervous about his medicals. What do you mean by that? Is he a sickly person?
No, he's had a couple of ACLs already. A few other injuries. I don't know that he's injury prone, but he's definitely had those. Okay. And that's why I don't want him getting hit, you know, from the blind side or whatever. But yeah, dude can throw the ball though, man. He can spin it. Spencer Rattler, I forgot about him too. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the guy who transferred, he was at Oklahoma, and he transferred to South Carolina, had a pretty decent year. Probably a high ceiling. I can see that. I don't know that I want him here, but yeah, lost his job to Caleb Williams when he was at Oklahoma. Yeah. But again, if, you know, depending on how we draft it, I'd rather go get a guy, man. If you go get a dude, man, go get one of these dudes.
No more third rounders.
Yeah, go get one of these dudes and call it. And now this, that would be a perfect guy if you're going to say, go bring me a vet and have him sit behind. Maybe that situation. Yeah, yeah. But not to step in and start. I don't think so.
Is he a sickly person? Because he said medicals. He didn't say injuries. He said his medicals. That's why I'm like, damn, do he got like sickle cell or something?
No.
Shoulder injury. Okay.
Yeah, shoulder injury too. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Millie Mills said, Mike, hell yeah, you need to watch this game. A couple top QBs going. That same thing John just said. So, and one of them could possibly be off.
Yeah, man.
So I'll be watching this one for sure.
Yeah.
Double B, B rise there. True, I agree. Yep.
All right, boys. Look, we got to go watch this game because Mike's got to check out Penix and McCarthy as well, and so we can have something to talk about. But look, hey, appreciate. Oh wait, Chris just popped in with, they said Penix could have his worst game of the season tonight. His biggest problem is getting moved off his spot, and the Michigan defense can move people. You're right about that. And also, Chris is an Oregon fan, so I'll point that out.
Harbaugh on tonight?
Yeah, Harbaugh's coach of Michigan. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we get to see the coach. We probably gonna get and two quarter. Okay. Yeah. Like a scouting report. All right,
exactly right. Exactly right. So what do you think we should do with Ritter? Trade him or release him or what? Until you know what? I don't know, man. I don't know if.
Bro, no. Hold on. Here's what I'm saying.
You go ahead, Mike.
If y'all ever been to Home Depot, we need people that standing out front to put the stuff. If like it's just a woman, it's hard for her to get all that stuff in the car. So he'll be perfect in front of Home Depot. It's a smooth transition from blank. He owned Home Depot. He could come. I believe it's called a courtesy clerk. He could help you get the paint in your truck and all that. But that's no way you'd be a quarterback in the NFL. No way you should be on our team. And I want to see him succeed. If you go to somebody else's team and crush it, I would be the first one rooting for him. But dog, you have not even proven to be. I don't even want you as a backup. You're turnover prone. So even if you come in as a backup, I believe you to throw two interceptions. No.
I see what you're saying there. But if you're keeping him on as a backup, or you know, at that price, it's a cheap price. You know, you're praying. Price. You're crossing everything under the sun that your starter doesn't get hurt.
That's Thursday.
Right. Well, you just don't want your starter to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? And so, but again, that'll be a. You know, this new coach may come in and be like, "Yeah, he ain't gonna work for me. I want my own, you know, keep my own backup, whatever the case may be." He may end up somewhere else.
Dr. Slick Nuts. What a name!
A great name! What a fucking what a great name! Great come back again, buddy. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
TJ, Tyreek, good to see you, man.
He probably wants us to draft JJ.
Yeah, I hope not, man.
He's built like you. Who? Yeah.
Bill Bradley said, "Yeah, Ritter Sheep." Yeah, exactly.
Ritter Sheep. Best case, we get Harbaugh beats Washington, comes to Atlanta, and then Penix falls to. All right. I love it.
I'd be down with that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly right, man.
Hey, so I just want to say this, y'all, before we go, just really quick, I want to say this. If you have to, I'm not going to fault you if you got to drag the coach or you got to joke on. I have plenty of them all season. I am in no space to tell you not to do it after I carried on. For a year, I mean, no space to say it. What I will say is this: if you can refrain from it, and you have to tag him in the post, just remember it's a human being that lost his job. Just try to remember when you it's. I want him gone. I'm happy he's gone. But if you got to tag him in a post, if you got to hashtag him, if you can, just leave the curses out of it and his looks or his appearance or weight. Anything that would be too far, somebody lost their job today. I'm sure that's a depressing thing. And we're getting ahead in the coach. So we won already. It's no need to pile on. The man is gone. We already won. But just kind of, if you can, respect the fact that somebody lost their job today. It's a sad day for him and his family. The man got kids. So don't take it but so far. Don't, if you can. If you want to do it, do it. Because I did it. So like I said, I'm in no position to tell you not to do it after I did it for damn near 9 months. But if you can, The man is already down. It's no need to kick that man again. Okay, he is down. He's in a fetal position. He's getting stomped out. There's no need for you to get a kick in. So we already won. The man is gone, and he did a lot of good things for our culture. So if you have to hashtag him in something, try to just say, man, I want to thank you for that, for what you did. And you don't have to tag in you piece of, if it wasn't for you, we would be Super Bowl. Yeah.
What was that other old job? Best of luck in your future endeavors.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, yeah. Oh, man. Best of luck in your future endeavors. Yeah. It was a girl at a job used to tell everybody that at the end of her phone call. So, yeah, if you can, man, just say thank you to the man. But you know, yeah,
this is barely, that's what I've been saying, man. It's not like he tried to lose. He just didn't work. It just didn't work. You tried it, it didn't work, man. But hey, look, we appreciate y'all for coming again tonight and checking us out. We knew we had to talk about it today. If you're here, man, you could drop a like for us on the video. That'd be much appreciated. We can keep this channel growing. Hit the subscribe button if you're here for the first time. We'll be back later on in the week. We got to figure out the day and time. We're hoping to get our buddy Steven on, talk about some quarterbacks, and who knows what else, depending on what news again comes out with the Falcons. Mm-hmm. But look, man, y'all go enjoy this national championship game. Let's hope it's a great game, and appreciate y'all again. Check out Variety Sports. That's where we're coming to you from, as always, in the Clutch Studios. Check out Variety Sports. Drop a subscription to those guys, and we will see y'all. Reggie, appreciate you, brother. We will see you guys later on the week. Much love. Mike, take us out, brother.
Out of your Falcon mind. Peace.